Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you, Jesus. Amen. This morning, I wanted to share with you a great message. Amen. A blessed message. A message that really blessed me, because before I share with you, I'm shared by myself. Amen. And I'm shared with the Lord, and the Lord said, preach, my son, preach, my son. So I wanted to preach into you to bless you this morning. And I want to tell you who you are this morning, that you are God the Father in your life. Amen. Can you touch somebody next to you and say, you are God the Father in your life. Amen. Praise God. If you wanted to do a good job, you take a photo and put it on the Facebook. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You are God Father in your life. Amen. And I declare that you belong to God blessing your life. Amen. Amen. So you can grab the blessing, because God has the most high blessing in the world. Amen. And he, like your sister Helena said, it's your will to accept and to take it, because God is prepared for you. Amen. He'll give in to you if you will to take it. Amen. Now, I just wanted to tell you, if you believe in yourself, and God will bless your life. Amen. God will bless your life, because God has been blessed me and blessed my family. And, you know, I declare the blessing of the Lord into your life to you today. God give you favor into your life if you accept it and you has it possessed into your life. Amen. If you receive it from God, the blessing, he will give it to you. Glory be to God. I want to share with you a wonderful verse that is in our Bible, in Genesis chapter 6, verse 8. So the story of how God blessed Noah, everybody know the story, you know, even the little children, when you go to Sunday school, a lot of the Sunday school teacher used this particular name, Noah, you know, how good it was. Amen. Noah was a man who found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Favor. Favor. So F-A-V-O-U-R, I think that's the way you spell. You know, I'm not sure. But you know what I'm talking about. Amen. When you focus in your bless, let me say this again. When you focus on your bless, God making sure that you always been blessed in abundance. Can I hear amen? God making sure that you always been blessed in abundance. Amen? Amen. When you focus in your life that you wanted to be blessed, God making sure that you always been blessed in abundance. Amen. We have a beautiful verse in Exodus. Chapter 2, verse 25, when Moses said to the Lord, see, you say to me, bring up the people, but yourself not say to me, if you know me, if you come to me, you said, you know my name, you know this, you know that, but I want to know who is come with me. And what God said to him, he said, I know your name, and I have a favor in your life. Amen. I have, favor in your side. I know you by name. Believing in yourself that you have a faith in your ability. Can I hear amen? You have to believe in yourself that you have faith in your ability. Amen. What is faith? Faith is something you could not see with your normal eyes. Amen. Let me tell you something. You know, You know the prophet Elisha when he was in a situation that the people had come to attack Israel, and he was with his servant, and his servant he was worried about, and Elisha said to God, "Open his eyes, he can see." Amen. And when he opened the eyes, he saw the whole valley, the whole place full of horse and chariot to attack the enemy. Amen. So this is what faith is all about. God wants you to believe in yourself and have faith in your ability. Amen. In your ability. Have confidence in your own power. Amen. Have confidence on your own power. You know, Job 33, verse 26, we found that praying to God and he will accept him, that they might see the face with joy. You know, when we pray to God and we accept the ability that we have, it fills our life with the great joy. Amen. You know the situation of Job. Job was in very difficult time when he lost his family. He lost his everything he had. But at the end, that Job was a prayer, they would say, "My Redeemer live." Amen. Amen. And you know the story very well, that you know the flower from God, they fall into his life, and that he has a double portion of the holy blessing to his life. So if you willing to find favor into the eyes of the Lord, and you will be having the blessing from God, you will prosper as a man. If you see Proverbs 4, chapter 3, verse 4, we'll see the blessing that flow into your life. The blessing come to your life. The prosperity flow into your life. Because if you will to embrace God the favor into your life. Amen. I want to point a few people this morning to you that you can see the great success that the people are having. But when you have a success of a blessing from God, you have a success of a blessing to the people. Amen. 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 Because the people are looking at you and they see that you are blessing. The people look at the way you prosper day by day. Amen. But remember, the prosperity or the blessing or the gift or the flower don't come for the man. It don't really matter how rich they are or how friendly you are with them. They come from God who created you and is a will to bless you and prosper you. Always be yourself, express yourself, have faith in your own self. Do not go and looking for success in personality or copy somebody. Hello? Let me say this again. Always be yourself, express yourself, have faith in yourself, and not go around and looking for somebody and try to copy what somebody else do. They're not working. Amen. Use your own power you have, and God will open the heaven and fill your life. You know, Proverbs 12, verse 2 said that good men always will receive favor from God. Amen. The Lord will completely and deliver you in a blessing, but the men who deal with the evil, they will be destroyed. Amen. If it's not today, tomorrow. Let me mention to you, successful is a hard work. Hello? Successful is a hard work. It's perseverance. Learn, study, sacrifice. And the most of all, believe in what you're doing. Amen. The most of all in your life, believe in what you're doing. Because if you believe in what you're doing, tomorrow it will be better day. If you believe in what you're doing, if you step out in faith and walk into the presence of God and work in your life and the presence of the Lord is with you and the purpose of God will be you, you will have a successful, blessing life. No matter how background you are, or how big you are, or how difficult today look like, I'm telling you, the door will be opening for you. Amen. The door will be opening for you, because I've been through all of this situation, and God has a flower into my life. Flower into my life. He opened a blessing from the heaven. Everything happening for a reason. Amen. What you needed to do, you needed to trust God. Hallelujah. You needed to trust God. He wanted to give you the best. He wanted the best thing for you. He wanted to take you from glory to glory, victoria to victoria. Amen. That's what God wants you to do. God has promised that He will give you glory. He will give you victory in your life. Thank God all the way that tomorrow is going to be a better day. Amen. Thank God all the way, and tell Him, God, tomorrow is a better day. No matter what happening, keep in trust and believe it. Be strong and have the best that is got to come. Let me tell you, the best that got to come. The best that got to come. The anointing got to come. The best that got to come. God open doors in every way. Amen. God open doors and bless you and take you from blessing to bless. And let me tell you a story that happened in our church. And some member of the family, they're still here today. And maybe you know the story very well. We have one of their brothers, he come here to Australia many years ago. And he come here as a researcher, and I think it was for a short time with a little bit of money on the pocket. There's nothing more than that. But he was looking to receive a blessing from God. And that he was one of the first Africa coming to this university. It was very hard. Everybody looking at you really bad. Like I said, it don't really matter what background you are, what color of the skin you are, what flowers, God is with you. Nobody can take it away from you. I remember position who come to university, and they come talking to me and said, Pastor Tony, we needed to pray, and we needed to pray and fast. I remember for weeks and weeks we prayed. 127 people apply for the position to teach a university in Newcastle. 170 people apply. But God has a favor on Gilbert. Amen. His family was back home. We don't know the family. He got four or five children. His wife are back home, but he was by himself. But we pray and pray. We need the position to come available. 170 plus people apply. The majority of the people are complying. Why the position to go to a strange country? That was the question. We continue to pray. But God has a favor in the life of the man. The position was given to him. A few years later, the university brought the whole family. And that was from blessing to blessing. From glory into glory. The man was blessed because he trusted and believed in God. No matter what happened today, tomorrow is going to be better day. Amen. God has a favor in your life, and He wants you to achieve the impossible when they think it is impossible to do it. Let me tell you what is the impossible. The impossible, the Bible telling us that if God is with you, nobody can be against you. Amen. Nobody can be against you. If I bring it to your attention, Hebrews 11:5, we see the faith of Enoch that he was able to go into the heaven without to die. Amen. Now, how much stronger was the faith of this man? How blessed was he that he went to heaven without to die. Amen. The Bible said that he's still going to come back to die because he could not die on the heaven. Amen. But that's another message. I will tell you another time. So he went to heaven without to die because God took him with a wind of blow into the heaven that no one saw him on the way to heaven. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So much power you can receive when you believe and you have a faith in your God who created you. The power from God making man great. Amen. And bless. You know, we see a wonderful verse that really blessed my life and bless your life in Lamentation 3, verse 22-23. They said they knew every morning. They knew every morning. They said the love of the Lord never ceases. The mercy never come to end. There are new every morning. It's a great faithfulness to you. They are new every morning. They knew every morning. They are blessing to you. The fellow God never ceases. He will take it from blessing to blessing, from glory to glory. Nobody else, not me, any man, any professor, any specialist, any doctor, is the only one. He can open the heaven for you and fall into the ground and fill your life if you are gripping the power of the Holy Spirit and taking care and trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in you for you. It is in you. It is in you receiving the flavor of the Lord into your life. God is making you great. God can bless your marriage. God can bless your husband or your wife, whatever it is. But you needed to trust in Him. You needed to be confidential to put God first into your life. Let me come across into you some of the people that have been blessing. God can still operate the blessing the 2,000 years ago, the 100 years ago, or whatever. God is never changed. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. Yeah. My Bible says that. I don't say that. God never changed. It's yesterday, today, and forever. The favor from God, the bless from God, it can still come into your life today as I come many years ago. I'm going to take you to a verse of the Bible in Genesis 39, verse 21. If you see on the screen or if you have your Bible, you can share. And listen careful. This verse is talking about Joseph. All right. But the law was with Joseph, and they extended the kindness to him, and give favor to the sight of the jailer chief. Amen. To the jailer chief. Who was the chief? The chief was the man that we would call it today, professor, or maybe the leader, or maybe in charge. Eh? That's what it is. So Joseph found favor in the eyes of the Lord. Amen. And we see that the Lord was with Joseph. The Lord was with Joseph. From jailer to prime minister. Amen. Listen careful. From a little boy that had been thrown away from home, that had been rebuking from the brother, their soul of a slave, there was nothing in his life. He was in jail for do nothing wrong. But the Bible telling us that the eyes of the Lord, he was on this young man because he was a trusting God. He has a faith in God. He has a power in God. And he'll take it from jail to the prime minister. Amen. From jail to be the leader of the country. That's how much God will bless you. We bless the church. We bless your family and your children and your grandchildren and be children to come if you prepare to change your life. This we call a favor from God. Moses, as a little boy, thrown into the river. You know the story. As a little boy, Moses was thrown to the river. And from the river, as a little boy, he became the deliverance of the people of God. That is a favor from God. Nobody else can do that. Only God can do it. Only the heaven can be opening into the life of these people. But Pastor Tony, that was Moses. But let me tell you, Moses was a little boy like everybody else. Yeah. To protect him with the faith of the own parents that thrown to the river. For hope that somebody will take care of this baby. That is a favor from God. Joshua, he was a servant, and from servant he will become the conqueror of the nation. Amen. Joshua was a servant, and from servant he became the conqueror of the nation. This is a favor from God. Amen. God will do it for you if you trust the Lord like this man. Peter was a fisherman, he became the great apostle. This is an affair from God. Paul was a persecuted Christian. He became the most powerful apostle in the world. This is an affair from God. I declare favor from God into this church today. I declare you can accept it or refuse it. You're the one that can take into your life or you reject it or don't believe what I say. If you trust and believe in God, farewell today, God will bring it into your life. God will bring it to your life. Remember, the life is worth to live. And believe it, the best got to come. 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 Don't be negative thing. The best got to come. The best in your marriage. The best in your house. The best in your university. The best in your bank account. The best will come into worship God. The best got to come. The best got to come. Remember that you are vow unto God. Never forget. Never forget. Always have a hope in your life. Believe in yourself. Believe in your ability. Believe in your talent. Believe that you have a favor from God. Believe that you have a personality. You can success in your life. You have something to contribute into this church. You have something to contribute into your life. You have something to contribute to the world. Because God is giving to you the talent you're looking for. If you must believe in you, you must believe in you that God has a gifting and talent and ability inside your life. Can I hear amen? Amen. You must believe that you have a talent, an ability into your life. Don't wait for somebody else to give it to you. Because nobody giving to you. Believe in me, no one giving to you. Believe on your own power. Believe on your own personality. Believe on your study. Believe in what you're doing. Not doubt because the blessing is on front to you. When you're developing and you believe yourself and you believe that you are the personal, a full influencer and full of power, you will bring a prosperity into the world. You can change the situation. God will take you to some place you can share the blessing that God is giving to you. I believe in you that you can rise up and have a great authority in your life. I believe that you can do it. You can rise up in any situation. God will help you to go through that. I believe that you can keep the faith and you can keep entrusting. And you can keep writing. And you can keep studying. And you can keep writing that God is on your side and not against you. You can see open doors from far from the God into your life. You know, as a Pastor Tony, people will push me down. I hear that many times before. And people, a lot of people have put me down. When somebody else puts you down, let it remind you that you have a power from God. When someone puts you down and making negative comment on you, toward you, remember, don't rely into them. They're not your friend. Remember, when somebody puts you down and make a comment on you, not related to them, they're not your friend. They're not there to bless you. They condemn you. God is saying, look into the positive side and not to the negative. Don't listen to the accuser, not to the loser, but look into Jesus. If I wasn't losing, if I wasn't listening 30, 40 years ago to the people that put him down, to the people that said that you cannot do it, I was not here today. But for God's grace, I travel the world because the power from God, it is on my life. Amen. Remember, don't rely on your friend who said that you're not good for nothing. Don't rely to them. They're not your friend. Sent a text message and said to them, I have power from God. Amen. Amen. Yeah, today people who use a text message, just send text message. Say, hey, I have a power from God. Amen. When someone puts you down, making a negative comment on you, remember to send a message. I have a God bless on my life. And I declare the blessing from the Lord into your life this morning, into this church. I declare the blessing from the Lord into your life today. Can you stand with me this morning?